Oh, I love high tide. It's when you can see and hear the ocean at its max power. It just takes over everything. I distinctly remember one powerful moment at the Jersey Shore during a summer visit. Happened to be high tide, and I walked out on a jetty, you know, these huge boulders. What an experience. I mean, everything in front of me and behind me was just covered by this surging surf, but I was standing in the middle of those rocks and in the middle of that high tide. But something fascinating occurred to me. It was that the tide and the ocean and the storms had beat on that rock for centuries, but the rocks never moved. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about sandcastles and things that last. Well, our word for today from the Word of God comes from 1 John chapter 2, and I'll begin reading at verse 15 where the apostle says, "Do not love the world or anything in the world." And then at verse 17, "The world and its desires pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever." That happens to be on the tombstone of the great evangelist D.L. Moody. And there's something about our heart that needs something that will be there forever. I actually think I know why. Ecclesiastes 3:11 in the Bible says, God has placed eternity in the hearts of men. We need something that's going to always be there. And there isn't much that's going to last forever, right? I'm thinking of sandcastles, you know? I mean, I've seen kids build sandcastles at the shore, and some of them were like these huge, elaborate civilizations. But they're gone by morning, because the tide always wins. I mean, you put a lot of effort into that sandcastle, it just doesn't last long. You got any sandcastles you've built in your life? Oh, maybe you invested a lot of time and effort in it? You thought it would last. That relationship, those investments, that position. High tide took it away. Do you have a relationship that turned out to be a sandcastle? You were so sure this was the one. You were so sure this was the thing that was going to satisfy your heart. And then high tide hit and took it away. God's word says that all earth stuff, quote, passes away. Maybe you've been distracted by the sandcastles. Maybe you've wasted a lot of energy on sandcastles. See, that's a hint that we're meant to hold on to the one thing that never goes away, Jesus Christ. Hebrews 6:19 says, speaking of Jesus, we have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. The rocks that are never taken away by the high tide. All this other stuff, it's soon going to pass away. In fact, there's an old saying I heard a lot when I was a teenager. Only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. Maybe you've gotten so busy doing things your way that you've neglected God's way. Maybe you've been putting a lot into your house or your recreation or your romance, your career. And those aren't bad things, but they've just kind of marginalized the one thing that really matters. They've marginalized Jesus. You know, everything you built, eternity could prove, was a sandcastle, because you've missed the one thing that lasts forever, eternal life. The one anchor for a life that never goes away. And it's talked about in Romans chapter 8, verses 38 and 39. I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor demons, nor the present, nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. What have you got that time can't take away? What have you got that will last forever? Have you got that one relationship, that one love that's unlosable? If not, I would encourage you today to say, Jesus, I'm yours. Go to our website and find out more about how to be sure you have begun that relationship. It's anewstory.com. That's anewstory.com. And don't settle for sandcastles. Put your feet on something no tide can take away, that can stand every strong tide. Put your best efforts into what's going to be there forever.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.